I want you to say, Lord Jesus.
Lord Jesus.
My eyes see.
My eyes see.
My ears hear.
My ears hear.
And my heart.
And my heart
is perceiving.
Is perceiving.
This message is for me.
This message is for me.
I received a message from Wade Taylor, from his daughter, and I want to just give that to you because of this man being such a gift to the body of Christ for so many years. And as many times as I heard him speak, I don't think Revelations 4:1 was ever omitted from his message. So this is from Wade Taylor, and it's a spiritual perceptive. Revelations 4:1 says, "After this I looked, and behold, a door was opened in heaven, and the first voice which I heard was as it were a trumpet talking with me, which said, Come up here, and I will show you things which must be hereafter. After this I looked," the result of John's response to the manifestation of the presence of the Lord, "was an opening into the realm of the Spirit, a voice as a trumpet talking with me. This voice as a trumpet is a call to action and speaks of spiritual direction and authority. Notice that the door opened when John looked. For those who are responding as John responded, there is an empowering that has to do with dominion. That is, being imparted. When this verse was quickened to me, I began asking the Lord, show me things which must be hereafter. He wants to answer this prayer for us. The Lord is knocking. Our part is to hear and respond. I often pray concerning my ability to hear spiritually. I am never satisfied that I am hearing clearly enough. As no matter how well I am hearing, I can hear better. Kingdom impartations to those who hear and respond. This voice as a trumpet is a corporate voice that will function in all those who will be saying and doing the same thing. Notice that the promise to the overcomer is to sit with the Lord in his throne. This has to do with spiritual authority. To him that overcomes will I grant to sit with me in my throne, even as I also overcame and am set down with my Father in his throne. Revelations 3:21. This dominion, as the sound of many waters, is an end time function. Do you hear? This dominion, as the sound of many waters, is an end time function of those who are overcomers, who will receive apostolic authority. This relates to our being able to speak a creative word, which will have authority with consequences. The Lord is calling us to become an apostolic prophetic people, not apostles and prophets, as that is a ministry office. This is a kingdom impartation to those who, as overcomers, have been dealt with so that they will not use their authority for any personal gain. To accomplish the end time purpose of the Lord. This will begin to happen as the Lord increasingly takes his place as the head of those to whom he is being joined. Those who are hearing and responding to his knocking, these are being caught up into a higher realm of spiritual life and authority. Yielding to process. Concerning Moses, Acts tell us that he was mighty in words and in deeds. But after being in the wilderness, after being in the wilderness, where he came to the end of all human ability. His response was, "Lord, when I spoke my mind, it got me in a lot of trouble. Now I have nothing to say except, unless you speak." So also those whom the Lord is preparing are being scourged, that all human ambition might be removed. For whom the Lord loves, he chastens and scourges every son whom he receives. Hebrews 12:6. I repeat, Hebrews 12:6. If we yield to his process and overcome, we will become a part of this end time prophetic voice. His wife has made herself ready, Revelation 19:6. The Lord is preparing a people for that day. As we wait upon the Lord, asking that we will better hear his voice and have an enabling grace to rightly respond, we will become a part of this prophetic trumpet and begin to move in corporate harmony as the sound of many waters. It is imperative that we spend time waiting in the presence of the Lord, that we can become a part of the body that will function directly under the dictates of the head. Well done, good and faithful servant. You have been faithful over a few things. I will make you rulers over many things. Enter you into the joy of your Lord. Matthew 25:23. That's Matthew 25:23. The Lord is getting a people ready. May each one of us be found among these in that day. Wade Taylor. You see, just before this man went home to be with Jesus, we had quite a few conferences on the phone. I can tell you that in 1996 or 7, that the Lord gave me grace, and a whole group went and spent a week there on Massachusetts Avenue with this man. And it changed my life. I had many people that were close to me that were with me that week. It was an outstanding week. But one of the things that I can tell you is this. That man suffered. He went through things that I would not be able to advertise. I can only say he sustained many others because of what he went through. And I was one of them. He was able to hold my hand when I was falling apart because he knew and understood it. He's giving a warning to all of us to listen and to become a trumpet. This past Sunday, many of you did become a trumpet, a corporate trumpet. That's why I read this, because of what happened Sunday. I have never seen the corporate bride get so excited, get so in tune and harmonize. And those of you who have had aches and pains and problems and issues that came up the next day and the day after, meaning today, don't be surprised, because you obeyed. Each time I've learned when I obey, there are repercussions, because the darkness does not like to lose. Look at your neighbor. Say, the neighbor.
The neighbor
that I have next to me
next to
doesn't
me.
Like it.
Doesn't doesn't like it.
When God wins.
When God wins.
The darkness wants to win.
The darkness wants to win.
And he wants me back.
And he wants me back.
No room for him.
No room for him.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
He's got to go.
He's got to go.
And he's staying out.
And he's staying out.
There's no room in the temple.
There is no room in the temple.
For him and his friends.
For him and his friends.
Amen.
Amen.
And amen.
Amen.
So you see, I'm going to ask you to just close your pads or whatever you're writing on. And I'm going to ask that you come up to the middle. You say, why is the fire on? The Lord told me that we needed a lamp tonight. And when I started hunting for it, believe it or not, it had oil in it, which was a mighty, mighty miracle. And I heard, just light it. I don't know how long ago we used it, but I know it's working.
It's been a long time.
I don't know how long that's been.
A long time, that's right.
Yeah.
So he said he was bringing fire back.
Last time I remember was in Munson.
Huh?
We may have used it here.
I think we used
twice.
It here. We've been here for...
It was a long time.
Couple of months.
I don't recall. It's a long time.
Okay. Just take a deep breath. Sekura Michel Osaru Levia Delica Pan Michel. Jesus. Again, deep breath. Holy Spirit, this is the day that you have chosen to release us into new things. And in these days ahead, to prepare for the new temple. Yes, Lord. Tabernacles was designed and called the Feast of Booths. And he's preparing this temple. Say it. He's preparing
this temple.
To have an invasion.
To have an invasion.
Of Holy Ghost fire.
Of Holy Ghost fire.
That continues to consume.
That continues to consume.
All the chaff. We give you praise.
We give you praise.
That chaff cannot hold on. Because the fire of God is real.
Because the fire of God is real.
Sammy saw the fire. And I'm asking for it to come down.
And I'm asking for it to come down.
And purge.
And wipe out.
And burn out. Whatever is in me. That is an obstruction.
To your purpose.
I give you praise, my Lord.
I thank you.
To send your fire.
Send your fire, Lord. Send your fire, Lord.
Let it consume. All the chaff. For your glory.
For your glory.
In Jesus' name.
In Jesus' name.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.